Hi everyone, it's Roger and Matt here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Captain Marvel coming to Blu-ray. We'll be talking about the new Predator video game that was announced. We're also going to be talking about the upcoming film slate. We're also going to be talking about the last financial results from Disney with regards to the consumer product side of things. And then we're also going to be talking about some new Star Wars Lego sets that were announced on May the 4th. Now, you might be thinking, it's been a few weeks since our last podcast. And, well, we obviously, James, he changed jobs and therefore hasn't got the time to be able to do this podcast as well as our What's on Disney Plus podcast, which we do each week as well. So I've brought Matt in, who's been a long-time sort of contributor to the website. He's also done a couple of podcasts with us in the past. But I just thought, Matt, before we go on any further, do you want to just kind of give a bit of an introduction to yourself?
Basically, I do comic book reviews on here, and I also do travel vlogs on my personal YouTube channel, so all of my Disney cruise and all my Disney World videos.
Yeah. So, yeah, Matt's been around for, I've known him for years. He's been helping out on the website for a number of years with comic books. A big Disney fan, and so kind of felt right to kind of wait till he had all get some new equipment and stuff to kind of do this and just kind of, you know, see how we get on. So there are going to be a little bit of changes, obviously, to how we're doing this. There's going to be an audio podcast, which is going to go up each week, which is going to be one audio podcast a week going through all of the topics that we talk about. However, for YouTube, I'm going to slightly make a bit of a change and go back to how it was on there originally, where each topic will have its own video Monday through Friday. It's just about the fact of when we've changed it, the podcast viewers or listeners like the one show. YouTube tends to like having individual topics. So I'm going to try that for a bit, see how we get on. But just thought we'd jump in and kind of do a little bit of introduction before we jump into the first topic. And as per usual, make sure you go subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on the audio platforms, and you can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And obviously check us out over at DisKingdom.com. Okay, so let's kick off with the first story really was... last week, we got some information on May the 4th about some brand new Lego sets. Now, this one was ones that kind of came out of, I would say it came out of nowhere, but this was one of those few times when Lego actually kind of was quite in advance of kind of getting this information out, which is very good. So they announced these new sets, which are the Star Wars Boost Droid Commander sets. They are going to be coming out later in the year. On September the 1st, and which is obviously makes sense with all the new movies coming out. So these ones here are kind of different because they are Lego sets, but they also can be interconnected with apps, etc. So we, as you can see here, we've got the R2-D2. So they are, so for example, R2-D2 is about 20 centimeters high, 7 inches tall, and there are going to be three different models. So you've got R2-D2 and a couple of his special options that you can pre-program. You can plot a course, you can receive and decode an incoming message, party infiltration and assisting flying an X-Wing. The Gonk droid can do arena training, work as a load lifter, ready for fighting pit, and as a power droid. And finally, we have Mouse droid, which is a trash sweep, trash dump, memory delivery, local rebels, and much, much more. Now, I get the R2-D2. I'm not too sure about the other ones. What do you think?
Well, it really reminds me of the Sphero robots that they did of a BB-8, R2-D2, and the evil BB-8.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a little bit more expensive because it's Lego.
Yeah,
and yeah, I'm not too sure about the other two. Like, the mouse droid makes sense because he was in the original movies, but I've never heard of his Gunker droid.
No, it looks, yeah, it just looks a bit odd. That looks like that could have come out of another video, you know, if it's like something out of like Borderlands or just a random movie. It doesn't really look that Star Wars. The mouse droid, it's
iconic.
It's iconic, but at the same time, I think if you showed that to most people, they wouldn't know what that was. Whereas R2-D2, I think is far, it looks great. It's going to be interesting how it works with the app. And I think it's really going to come down to that price point of what that's going to be the big selling point is. If they get the price point right, they might be able to do something with it.
Yeah, it's just that Lego sets tend to be really expensive. Like, it's $400 to $600 for the bigger ones.
Yeah, I must admit, that Millennium Falcon one, I keep looking at it, it's like, no, I've got no room for that one there.
And there's Hogwarts and the Simpsons house, Ghostbusters, the Disney castle.
Crazy. Yeah, I keep looking at that Disney castle, and it's like, yeah, for £300, I'm like, no. So I'm hoping this R2-D2, I'm wondering if it's going to be somewhere between like $60 and $90 because of all the app side of things. I don't know. It doesn't, to me, until we know the price, but you know, Lego quite often really jack the price up. That Steamboat Willie set that came out a couple of weeks ago.
That was
that was expensive. I haven't brought it because I like it, but for what the price of it, it seems a bit pricey.
And considering it's a fan-made design, not like an actual Lego design, so...
Well, they did make quite a lot of tweaks to it and sort of tweaked it around a little bit.
Yeah, because there's the Steamboat Willie one and there's the Flintstones one that just came out like a little bit after.
Yeah, I mean, the big problem for me as well with those two minifigures being included in the Disney Lego minifigure blind bags kind of blew the kind of, we were like, what's the point of getting the big one? Because you're essentially just building...
it's a different shade of gray.
Yeah, it just didn't quite hit the spot. But I'm hoping with these ones here, I fully expect the Mouse Droid and that Gunk one to be heavily discounted at Black Friday and after Christmas.
No doubt.
There's just no doubt. And it's difficult to say, but... I wouldn't probably recommend picking them up at launch because I can't see them selling very well. The R2-D2 will probably do all right. I picked up the BB-8, the big droid. It's been in the sales a lot, and it's a great set at the price I paid for it. I just let those Lego ones. I'm really not too convinced on those other two droids. I think R2-D2 would have worked great, and as you say, it's very much like that Spearow kind of like idea.
Yeah, like... I do have the BB-8 Spearow, but I'm going to be honest, I never used it in months because they announced that they're going to shut down the app, so it's basically like a paperweight now.
Yeah, this is the trouble with these electronic toys, and I do honestly think the gimmick of playing with them and all the rest of it and the idea that kids are going to play with it and keep using it, they're going to get bored of it and they'll be back to Fortnite very quickly. So shouldn't be that kind of idea of how much they will get bored of it because... there's only so much you can do. They got those four different move sets that they can do. Yeah, it'll keep them entertained for a little bit, but I'm going to be wary until that price point. If it was about $30-40, I probably would be a little bit more inclined to say they might be a bit more successful, but I can't see them being anywhere near that price.
Yeah, especially considering it's going to be Lego 2. There's going to be more worry of it breaking along the way. Like, say, R2-D2 is scrolling and then suddenly just breaks down and, like, 4 or 5 hours of build work down the drain.
But at least you can always rebuild it with the instruction stuff, so that's always a good thing. But I'd love to know what you think of that Lego set. Let us know in the comments below. So now let's move on to our next topic, which is kind of the Captain Marvel home video release. It has been announced, it's been officially confirmed that it's going to be coming, and it will be coming out on a DVD and Blu-ray on June 11th, and it'll be on the digital and 4K like movies anywhere on May 28th, so not too far away. It's also very interesting to see that they kind of got this out just after they announced it for Disney Plus, which will be coming on November the 12th. And it's very important that people realize that this is still going to be the standard. They're still going to be doing this with releasing movies on DVD, on Blu-ray, and not sending them straight there, because I think there was a little bit of confusion for people.
Yeah, because it said, oh, it's going to be straight out to theaters. No. The way it's working, it's going to be home media first, and then Disney Plus.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be picking this one up. I always pick up the Marvel movies. Have you got around to seeing Captain Marvel yet?
I did. I was a little bit late to it, because I was on my cruise and Disney World trip at the time, and I had a relative in the hospital, so we were pretty limited how much we can go to the theater.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those situations of, I remember doing that one, something similar like that once with I went to see, I think I went to see one of the Ninja Turtles. I started cleaning my glasses and the entire lens fell out and I couldn't see it. But you know, there's nothing worse than getting into the theater and, you know, it's already started. Did you enjoy the bit you saw?
I liked it. I liked the movie, but it had a bunch of problems, unfortunately. Captain Marvel herself, she tried to emote, but she was having kind of trouble acting out of her emotions. Most times she was like monotone.
I think it's one of those things. I mean, we did do an episode back when it came out where me and James talked about the movie, and I liked it. I thought it was pretty simple. I mean, it was a good origin story. I liked the 90s side of it, I think, because I understood a lot of the little in-jokes and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't necessarily say it was the best. It was certainly in the lower tier Marvel movies. I didn't have a problem really with the way that Brie Larson played the character. She played it pretty straight. It's that thing of Captain Marvel for me was a movie that was good. I enjoyed it. Especially following what happened with Endgame. I'm glad they did do that with her and introduce her properly rather than just have her appear in the movie. I'm interested to see where they go with it. I think they're going to have to make some tweaks. I think this thing of her being... She's starting to feel a little bit like Superman in some ways, where...
Goku.
Yeah. Just too straight, too... Yeah, there's no too strong, and they need to make her a little bit weaker in order for her to be vulnerable, because she's kind of becoming a little bit too big. I mean, I've got to be honest, I loved her scenes in Endgame. So I'm really looking forward to watching this again when it comes out on Blu-ray.
Especially for all the Easter eggs in that scene.
Yeah, there's lots of little things. I love the idea of how it almost felt like a little bit of a origin story for Nick Fury as well. And also all the Agent Coulson stuff as well in there.
That was one of my problems, actually. There was barely any Coulson in it, despite him being on posters and everything. Yeah. It's like, it doesn't really warrant him being on posters if he's only going to be in it for like 5-10 minutes.
Mm. Yeah, I really would have liked to see a little bit more of Ronan and also, can't think of some of the guys that were in Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, I like the way how they all interconnected it, but I'm looking forward to seeing it again and just kind of seeing what's going on. But
I would have loved to have seen the Nova Corps being involved, because they're basically the big police force of the galaxy, and they're nowhere near the Kree planet. They should be there.
But there's rumors, obviously, that the Nova might be one of the new upcoming movies that we'll probably find out in the summer, either at D23 or San Diego Comic-Con. We'll have to wait and see. So let us know in the comments below what you guys think of Captain Marvel and if you're going to be picking that one up. Okay, so now let's move on to our next topic for the show. So let's now talk about the financial results this past week got revealed. Bob Iger, CEO, was talking about all the results. Generally, Disney was up. They were down in certain areas, such as the streaming network was bringing them down. But generally, just looking here at some of the figures, I should just read out some of the core ones here. In terms of the parks, experiences, and products, which is now the kind of the consumer products line, so obviously the merchandise thing, they increased up to 6.2 billion. So they had a good month. They were up, their income was up 15%. That was good. And that was primarily due to higher attendance and occupied room rates at Hong Kong Disneyland Resort.
And higher expenses.
Yes. That's kind of quite interesting about that Hong Kong Disneyland Resort. I literally did just book my hotel for Hong Kong Disneyland this weekend. So
which one did you pick?
I actually upgraded the full lot and went for the Hong Kong Disneyland one. I decided, I was going to stay at the Explorers, and then like last minute went, you know what? I'm probably never going to go back to that park. So we'd saved a bit on going to the Toy Story Hotel in Shanghai. Let's have the blowout the weekend or the week in style. So I can, I've been helping to the Shanghai and the Hong Kong side of things with my bookings the last...
I'm going there in 2 years, hopefully. That or Japan?
Yes. Japan's lovely. I went there about 15 years ago. I'm hoping one day to go back. It's going to be interesting to see what they do there. They were also up in the US. They were higher occupancy and higher attendance at Walt Disney World. Guests were spending more on average ticket prices and food, beverages, and merchandise spending. In terms of consumer products, this was grown by Kingdom Hearts 3. Kingdom Hearts 3, the licensing coming in from that.
Yeah, no really, doubt.
Yeah,
that's really selling game of the year so far.
Yeah, and it's a great game. I know you were literally just playing it just before.
Yeah, I just beat Dark Aqua in critical mode. I'm going through the game again in critical mode. I never did higher than normal, so I'm getting my butt whooped.
I'll be honest, I only played on easy and enjoyed it. I don't think I did die the whole game through it, but I'm a wimpy gamer, old man gamer now, where I just like to go through, have the time, have no frustrations, just finish the bosses first attempt, rather than how I used to play with Kingdom Hearts 1 a few years ago, playing it on normal and getting so frustrated that I kept leaving the game for months. Kingdom Hearts 3, I loved it because I started on easy and just cruised through. It was I enjoyed it probably a lot more than the previous games, I think, because it seemed a lot more smoother, a little bit faster, not quite so much running around endlessly trying to look for stuff that you had to look at guides. You just felt like you'd run through the game a little bit
easier. Yeah, I just did 100%. I went on standard mode and I only died twice. Once to the tornado boss in Olympus and once to the final boss, because I was literally leveling up, grinding while I was looking for the items. Same thing in critical mode. I'm basically over grinding and over leveling because I'm basically going through lots of enemies trying to find all the chests and all the epic Mickey emblems. Oh,
yeah, it's one of those things. I think I'm at that point now where I love playing the games, but there's other stuff to be playing. I'd much rather jump into something else since then. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. So I'm not surprised at all that the money was up. Apparently there was a decrease down in merchandise licensing business.
Yeah, it really makes surprised sense. People are barely buying toys anymore. It's all about iPads.
Yeah, well, this is the trouble is obviously merchandise that quarter would have been, I think that was January, February, March. And right after Christmas, you got all the holiday stuff, so no one's really buying toys. And just generally as a whole, as we said, toy sales are down, merchandise is down. You see that there's a lot less merchandise around than they used to. They've still got the shops full of stuff, but they're not pushing merchandise as much because I think adults have been maybe burnt out on collectibles. You know, they're a little bit more picky. I probably fall into that line. I no longer buy lots of little stuff. I will tend to hold out and buy the bigger things. Or yeah. I don't buy as much as I used to. I'm still buying a lot of tabletop game stuff, but generally I don't buy as many like toys as I used to because finances. And also it's like, actually I'd rather have like Legos. I'd rather buy £150 set.
Yeah, I really do. I don't even buy video games that much anymore because over here in Canada, we have a video game tax where it's $80 without tax, and with tax it comes to about $95 to $100. Especially considering toys, I like all of these Infinity figures all around my room. It's like It's crazy how much toys are priced these days. I looked at a Ninja Turtle and it was like $10-$15 for an action figure, but I could go get a big collectible statue for like $100 and it's much more detailed, so it's worth the price rather than getting the little things. And I think that's what's happening with Disney. Like, they're not buying all the little knickknacks, we're buying like Funko Pops or the Tsum Tsums or the big collectible statues from Square Enix for their Kingdom Hearts. You can have like a whole bunch of statues for much cheaper, and it's gonna look good on your
I'll be honest. I mean, at the minute, we've got lots of different merchandise products around. We've got things like the shufflers, the tiny big feet, but there's nothing really at this, you know, the days of, because I feel like even Funko, that's not as hot as it once was. You know, I think a lot of people have burnt out on that. Zum Zum is definitely not that what it used to be. You know, the Vinimations went
except
away.
Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like over here in the UK, Canada, US, the Zum Zum releases have really
gone down.
Yeah, they used to be nearly two, there was nearly, we're getting to one point there, it was nearly once every 2 weeks. Now it's been months since the last release. They're doing these tiny big feet. They don't seem to be kind of gravitating that same way.
And the ones with the little smells in them, like you put like a little packet that smells like apples and like a Mickey doll. And there's the...
The Youth Fees.
Yeah, and the blind bag dolls they started selling at the parks. You know, like Pirates, Mickey Snacks, and Japan has a Bear University line that didn't even make it here.
Yeah, I think those like squishables or something like that. Yeah, they've been trying some different things. I don't know necessarily if people are buying into the same thing they used to. Again, the audience that was buying it has maybe, you know, they've realized, you know, we've got other money to spend things, and that's the problem. Pins still seem to be going on, but just generally, I can see why the financial results are bringing it down. However, like you say, for you like playing games, I mean, I'd recommend checking out Gamepad. Have you got an Xbox or are you just PlayStation?
Just PlayStation, because Xbox barely has anything that interests me. I'm more of a platformer kind of guy, and the Xbox is more like about shooters or action games, and that's really not my thing.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I say that was because I've signed up for Xbox Game Pass, which has, you know, like 100 plus games. There's lots of Star Wars, lots of Marvel, and lots of Disney stuff on there. And that's kind of become, that's a great way of kind of keeping up with kind of subscription stuff. I think PlayStation Now will be getting some more bits and pieces later. But nevertheless, let's continue on with the other bits of pieces from that financial results. The studio entertainment revenues were up. Basically, they didn't do as well as they did last year, primarily because they didn't have Black Panther or Star Wars for Last Jedi.
Ricklin time bombed.
This was just the last quarter, so I think this was just going off of the last 3 months. So
Nutcracker then.
I think that was before it as well. So they, I think it's one of those situations of.
So for last quarter, when does it start?
I think the last quarter was January to March. So they only really had Captain Marvel in there because, and Dumbo. So they only really had two. I think because they were waiting, I personally feel that they were holding a couple of them back from February because they wanted to make sure that they didn't go to Netflix because that deal expired in end of January. So I think they were holding off for them. But they only really had those two movies. And I don't think Dumbo really made an impact. I think it
bombed. It only made a few more millions than the lowest earning remake so far, which is Alice Through the Looking Glass. And it barely made over 100 million. That's it.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold out and wait and sort of see what Dumbo's like. But I'll be honest, I didn't go see it at the cinema. I did, you know, we've got Aladdin coming up next week. I'm tempted to go see it. I did ask my wife the other day and she was a little bit like, oh, then.
Well, you should. It's still Alan Menken doing the music.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those situations. I think there's live action ones. I think this quarter is going to be a lot hotter. They've got Endgame, Aladdin, Penguins. They've got
Toy Story 4.
So it's going to be a big month this month. But generally on a whole, the results were up. But yeah, it's the trouble is with quarterlies is there's always that sort of side thing really of they can really be twisted or changed depending on what come out. And also they can look really bad if the last month was really good, but then like the next quarter might look well up because this one was down. So it's very tricky. And it's better to look kind of on a year as a whole rather than quarterly to quarterly.
Yeah.
Again, I always listen to the investor calls. We did go into that on quite a bit of detail on the What's on Disney Plus podcast this week, me and James, where we kind of went, because most of the questions were about Disney Plus for that one. But there we go. So that was the kind of like some of the highlights of the financial results. Let us know in the comments below which one why you think it maybe wasn't as great for the consumer product side in some respects. Love to know your thoughts. Okay, so now let's move on to our next topic, which is a brand new video game got announced at the PlayStation State of Play. Which was that Thursday or Wednesday?
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah. So they announced, this kind of came out of nowhere. It was like a little 10-minute presentation where Sony's kind of nicking the Nintendo Direct way of presenting games. A new game called 10 minutes, though. Yeah. Well, I'll be honest. At the minute, they announced this new Predator game. It was called Predator Hunting Ground. Very little shown off, just a little bit of a footage. It's going to be coming in 2020. It has been created by the team behind the game from the 2017 movie Friday the 13th. It is an online game. It's Illphonic are making it. It's, yeah, one group of players will be controlling members of the Elite Fire Team, and one player will be playing the Predator, trying to take them out. And there's been a few screenshots and a few bits and pieces. Nothing much to be shown yet. I'll be honest, I really like the look of this in some respects because I'm a big Predator fan. And I'm not. That being owned by Disney now, you know, Predator's, you know, owned. He's there with Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. But I would like, I'm a little bit more looking at this just being an online game and going, okay, that I would have preferred.
Yeah, online only does not appeal to me at all, considering my internet is not really made for streaming games.
No. Yeah, it's going to be an odd one. I think this is that kind of fallout of what Fox Next and Fox were doing. You know, they're going out and finding licenses to do stuff. And yeah, we don't know necessarily if this deal was. I don't think this deal was done.
It's way too soon if that was the case. I think this is a leftover from a previous deal that Fox were doing because they were more active in doing video games compared to Disney.
The only interesting thing was this was that it was not Fox Next themselves making it because that's been very quiet since then. We've not really heard anything about them since Disney took over Fox or what's going to be happening with
there Fox is Next. One thing that was interesting. Simpsons Tapped Out has not had a major update in the last month and a half, so I think the deal has something to do with this.
I think we're going to see a massive shuffle around of the Fox titles with things, and I think that's almost going to be a separate topic. I think we'll go into detail a little bit more on later on. But I think as far as this Predator game, I like the fact that it was revealed during this State of Play. I nearly said Nintendo there. At the moment,
I think it's exclusive.
Yeah, it's PlayStation exclusive.
Because it had their logo at the beginning, you know, like Sony, America Presents thing, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I'll be interested. I mean, it depends if it's going to be like a double A game, kind of $30, kind of keep it simple, get people in, have a bit of fun with it, or whether or not it's going to be like a free to play. We don't really know. I'm kind of hoping it's maybe just a paid version. I'll try it out because I like Predator. But the only thing that did catch me now is the fact that we've had two State of Plays. Last one, there was the Iron Man VR game announced. Now we've had a Predator game. Personally, for me, the State of the Plague events have become great because we've had two Disney-owned franchises announced during these events as the major title.
Yeah. I'm hoping for a Mickey Mouse game for the third one. Just something Disney, because there hasn't been a console game in literally years outside of Lego.
I mean, yeah, literally, we've had Kingdom Hearts and Lego. That's the only
Cars. That's it.
Yeah, Cars was an odd one. I feel like Cars 3 kind of got. It got
affected by the voice actor strike, and the impersonators we usually get could not do it because of the strike. So we got some really bad voices for the game, and that kind of ruined it for me.
I thought it was okay. I enjoyed it at the time, but I really Disney have been very vocal about the fact of not really being in the games industry very much now, and it really feels like they should be doing more with their franchises and their IPs. They're really not getting out there,
especially considering that they managed to change the laws of an entire country because of one of their games.
Which one was that? Was that
Belgium? You know, Star Wars. It caused an entire law to be made because of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the whole thing with those loot boxes where, you know, the Star Wars Battlefront really kind of pushed over, and that was even in the US that went into court this last week where they're trying to bring it through about like doing loot boxes, and so you can see now a lot of the companies are pushing away from the idea of using them because they know that stuff's going to be coming through. I won't buy them. I mean, to be honest, I've kind of, even with my mobile titles, I kind of just stopped. I mean, even Disney Magic Kingdoms, which I've been playing.
That's the only one I still do.
Yeah, I stopped that last event after, I think, trying to get the tower event, and it just didn't work. And
I hate like, the tower events.
I just, I, was like, and you, I had enough.
They don't have enough time for the like the LeFou. The deferred pieces were hard to get. And now with Moana, I'm almost done unlocking her. I just have about 20 more pieces. And I got her, and I got like 3 days left to do the Wreck-It Ralph costume. And it's still hard.
Yeah, I just literally got to a point where I was just like, I'm not enjoying this anymore. And I just stopped. And that was the last game. I mean, it's just that the repetitiveness of these games is just, you know, and those events where I think it's the trouble is those the events were what was burning me out. Was this probably if I was just still checking in once a day, I was all right. But I just got to that point of going, I've had enough of this. I've had enough of checking in.
Yeah.
Six, seven times a day. This is not if I'm and, you know, you're looking at it going, well, actually, the only way people were working it out that to play it for free, you had to pretty much not sleep and not go to work. And it's just like, nope, I've had enough of this. I'm out. So I've just stopped playing it. It's just, I got bored, and it's like now of like looking at these mobile titles that are coming up, you know, we have the new Marvel Tops one. And,
Disney Sorcerer's Arena or whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't think that one's, I think, out of soft launch yet. And it's, I will check them out, but it's like, no, I want a proper game. You know,
yeah, Brick, I remember when I played Disney Heroes for you guys because that launched in Canada like 5 months before everywhere else, and I still play that.
I did. I played it for a bit, and I just got like, okay. And then once I could start just hitting auto, I just like had enough. So I think that's the thing, like with this Predator game, it's like you've got to play it. You've got a set thing to do, but it's not going to be something that you're going to be playing along, but play it for a couple of weeks, have a bit of fun with it, and then you move on. And I still think that's the key thing with console games. Mobile games is a constant login. It's like, let's not actually, until, basically, they just, the whole business strategy is keep people logging in until eventually everyone gets bored and goes away. And that's basically, you know, you look at a normal game, a console game, it's like, no, they have they're all doing these live services stuff, but the same thing is going to be happening to them. Because all these live services are going to be eventually people get bored and move on, and that's going to be the issue.
There is one thing that I'm kind of excited for the Predator game.
Yeah,
everybody online say get to the chopper and quoting Arnold Schwarzenegger during the whole
thing. it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just really glad that we've got some new titles underway, and Fox have got quite a few different ones, and you know, I do like a lot of the Fox franchises that are now part of Disney. It's like, for me, it's great because, you know, the idea of Disney of just being like Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and all the rest of, and the princesses, like, for me, you know, I think Marvel and Star Wars really brought that in of characters that I love, probably just on par with those ones, and more as an adult liking them. And they're all like, no, owned by Disney. And now suddenly you've got a whole host of other franchises and movies that are part of the Disney empire. And it's like, yeah, I, as an adult, I prefer that, you know, I like sitting down and watching the Pixar and the movies, but I also like sitting down and watching Predator and Die Hard. You know, it's that thing of,
Of Die Hard, I know what's going to happen. They're going to do a Die Hard mobile game. I'm calling it right now.
Oh, yes. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, they just announced a new Kingsman mobile game that's coming. It's like a little retro thing, but it should be interesting. But we'll have to know what you guys think of a new Predator game, and let us know in the comments below. Okay, on to our final topic of the week. Okay, so now we're going to be looking at the film slate. We did do this in a little bit of depth as well this week on the Disney Plus podcast, but kind of want to look at this a little bit more from the consumer products side of things, because it really gives us an idea of what's going to be coming out in the shops and in online and the merchandise in the next few years. It'll also, you know, usually you start seeing the toys coming previewed a few months before, then like 6 to 8 weeks before the movie they start rolling out, and then sometimes as well after the movie they get rolled out. So I'm just going to go through a little bit of a list here
I do have something to say about it when we come to certain titles.
So let's just run through, we'll run through 2019 first. So Tolkien, which has just been released, which is a Fox movie. We've got Aladdin with all the toys and stuff for that on there. I don't know. I don't think that's really been pushing the boundary. Dark Phoenix, Marvel. That one. No merchandise or anything with that one. It is interesting seeing Disney promoting it. But,
and the poster is ripping off the Aladdin and the Force Awakens posters. It's literally the same color, the same kind of thing. It's ridiculous.
It is. But I'll be kind of that weird thing. It works. I just like the way they design it. Then we got Toy Story 4. So we've got loads of merchandise for that. Stuber, which is a Fox movie. Won't see much on that one.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared for the Lion King merchandise.
Ugh. Yeah, the Lion King stuff I'm a little bit iffy on because if it's just a load of real life looking lines and things.
I'm surprised he didn't do anything for the Jungle Book remake in terms of merchandise.
Yeah, well, I think the trouble is once they start going into just doing an animal, there's not a lot of personality. There's not a lot to it. I think we're still getting the pins and the t-shirts and the rest of it. We've seen a lot of Lion King t-shirts and stuff, but a lot of it seems to be playing on the retro style of it rather than the new stuff.
Because 90s is in.
Yes. So the 90s are all in. So then we've got The Art of Racing in the Rain, Ready or Not, and Ad Astra, which are all Fox movies. The Woman in the Window. And then in October, we got Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. That one did get pushed.
I'm worried about that one.
I wasn't a big fan of Maleficent, the first
one. It's just because it's out of nowhere. Like, literally, they showed a image of the actress's chair and then a release date and then turns out it's going to be up from 2020 to 2019. All of a sudden we haven't had a trailer, no images, nothing, and it's being bumped up.
Well, it could just be that it's that little bit more ready. They have also following that with Ford and Ferrari and then Frozen 2. That's the big
I'm gonna be excited for that
Thanksgiving. I'm looking forward to it. I love Frozen. And then we got Rise of the Skywalker on a week before Christmas. And then this was the big shift, really, was Spies in Disguise got shifted back. This is the animated movie.
Yeah, that one is gonna bomb hard. It should have stayed in September, to be honest. Like, releasing it right after Star Wars, that's gusty.
Well, we were saying on the What's On podcast that we feel like this one could be a family movie of people that don't want to go see Star Wars and stuff. Yes, I thought the trailer looked okay. I'm really going to be interested in where they go with Blue Sky Studios, of what they do with it. I do wonder if Disney are going to ramp up on some merchandise for it, if they've got some faith in it, or are they just going to let it just go, no, it wasn't one of ours, we'll just let this one move along. Because
it is interesting, and it reminds me of something Fox did when Force Awakens came out. They moved up Alvin the Chipmunks 4 or 5 or whatever it was on the same day as Star Wars because we were thinking that exact mindset that kids are going to go see Alvin and not Star Wars, and that didn't work out for them.
Yeah, it's really tricky because Disney have moved all these movies around because they've got so many. They just got so many movies.
And they canceled a whole bunch too, like that mouse motion capture movie from Fox got canceled.
I think the problem is during the event, they did say that they are going down to between 5 and 6 movies. They might go a little bit more, but Fox Searchlight doesn't come under that. I think they're looking at really cutting back the amount of movies Fox release rather than some of the big budget stuff got done. I think they want to do stuff. They want Fox to do stuff that Disney can't.
Like PG-13 R rated.
Yeah, they don't necessarily want the big family. I still think they are doing family stuff. I think they're going to be doing that for Disney.
I think it's just going to be under Blue Sky and that's it. Like, literally, all they have is Bob's Burgers, the movie, and that's about it. All the rest is like PG-13 or R-rated stuff or Blue Sky stuff.
Yeah. I do think that Disney could really use that Blue Sky Studios as a new revenue source for new IPs, doing something a little bit different. They also can use, you know, really, I think they could, if they push it right, they could make a lot of money with the merchandise because of, but they, it's going to be interesting where they go with all that one. So now let's move on to 2020. So we've got, Underworld in January, we've then got Kingsman movie in February, Call of the Wild in February as well. The new Disney movie Onward is coming out in March. We don't really know very little about that at all.
Isn't it Mulan?
Mulan is also coming out in at the end of October, end of March as well. Followed by The New Mutants, the new Marvel movie that's
been pushed back. That's a disaster waiting to happen because we've only had one trailer in 2 years.
Yeah, I think that's been pushed back 4 or 5 times. Yeah. If that thing actually does get released, they've still got it on the list. I still wonder if they're going to pull it off.
Unlike Gambit, that got taken off.
Yeah. The difference is with New Mutants is they've actually filmed it. The only thing that gets me with that one is they've got that one coming out on the 3rd of April, and then on the 1st of May, they've got an untitled Marvel movie. Are they really going to want to put out a Marvel movie like 3 weeks before their big new, the first big title in nearly a year by then?
I'm not even sure what it's going to be because Guardians 3 isn't going to be until 2022. So I've been hearing rumors that it's going to be like Doctor Strange 2 or something like that, or the Black Widow movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors going around. Black Panther 2, Doctor Strange 2, the Black Widow movie, the Internals. They're all kind of doomed to be the next wave. We'll probably be finding out about them in a few
D23.
Months. D23, or probably San Diego Comic Con. Then the
big usually they ignore Comic Con if it's the same year as D23, because usually they don't let Marvel do any big announcements in terms of movies at Comic Con. It's just gonna be like comic book stuff.
Yeah. Then this was the big one that kind of caught us all a bit off guard, was Artemis Fowl got pushed back to
end considerably of May. A long time, like August to like summer 2020 or something like that.
So it's interesting to see where they go with it. There's a bit of an odd one. I don't think the interest in this one's quite there of maybe what Disney were looking for. Maybe they want to build it up a little bit more. I know in terms of story coverage of and like what information I put out, it didn't really move the needle, and that's not a good sign. Okay, so then we got an untitled Pixar movie coming in June.
Yeah,
Free Guy with Fox coming in July. Bob's Burgers also coming in July. The Jungle Cruise coming in July. So July is going to be a heavy month with 4 different movies. Then we move into August with the one and only Ivan, which is a new Disney movie. We know nothing about that one.
There is one quick thing I wanted to say about Bob's Burgers. Yep. It's the first hand-drawn Disney movie since Winnie the Pooh back in 2011. That's just interesting.
Yeah, I suppose it's that thing really of how far along they are with that one. I've never watched an episode of Bob's Burgers, so I can't.
Me neither.
So then we got Death on the Nile by Fox, which I think is that the Agatha Christie one.
I believe so.
Yeah, she actually lives in her house is just a few miles down the road from me.
Cool.
We then got another Marvel movie coming in November. And then we got Ron's Gone Wrong, also coming in November from Fox. An untitled movie from Disney coming at Thanksgiving next year. West Side Story by Steven Spielberg will be coming the week before Christmas. And then Cruella, the live-action version, will be coming out just before Christmas.
Yeah, I'm curious about that one.
It's interesting as well, because with that one there, that one is going to be literally like, the only non-Disney or non-Star Wars or Avatar movie we're getting at Christmas for the next 10 years, because...
Oh, my God.
I'm kind of all right with it, because we got... Just to kind of piggyback off that...
Me, it's more Avatar I'm worried about. Like, it's been literally, like, 12 years at the point the next one is being released. Like, is there really going to be that much hype for it, considering only Pandora is the only memorable thing about Avatar so far?
Yeah, so just to follow up, we got 2021 Christmas, Avatar 2. And then 2022 Christmas, Star Wars. 2023, Avatar 3. 2024, Star Wars. 2025 Christmas, Avatar 4. 2026, Star Wars movie. 2027, Avatar 5. So we have got an Avatar movie. We got 4 of them coming. And then we've got 3 Star Wars movies. The only good thing with Star Wars, they are giving them a year in between. Obviously, we'll be getting like Disney Plus stuff.
Yeah, I'm just thankful for not doing those stories anymore.
I think the thing is for me is I really liked both stories. So I'm quite happy with that.
I love them too. It's just having them the year between the trilogy. It's just too much Star Wars, to be honest. Mm.
I think they wanted to do the Marvel thing of having three or four, and it just didn't work. And I'm fine with it.
Yeah, even with Marvel, I'm getting kind of tired. It's like 3-4 movies per year, that's a little bit too much, to be honest.
The only good thing now is that with the Fox stuff pushed out the way, we are going to lose one or two Fox movies a year. Because say like Dark Phoenix coming out now in a couple of weeks, that one wouldn't have come out.
We're not getting any more Fox Marvel movies. I think they're going to have Deadpool count as one of the normal Marvel releases from here on out.
Yeah. So I think that's a good thing. I do think Marvel cutting back and not having the Fox movies in there. It depends what Sony are doing, but that's a whole other different ballgame. Again, looking on to 2022. Sorry, 2021. We've got a couple of live action ones. We've got three Marvel movies. We've got Avatar 2. The only one that really stood out there was Indiana Jones. So Indiana Jones is back on the scene in 2021. 2022, again, we've got four live action Disney movies. We have got, 3 Marvel movies. We've got a Star Wars. We've got 2 Pixar. And we've got a Disney animated.
Yeah, I'm really curious what the animated movies are going to be, because we literally know nothing.
Yeah. I mean,
except for Onward. That's it.
Yeah. To be honest, I much rather that they wait till about 6 to 9 months before the movie comes out, before they really show us anything.
Gigantic, they announced it way too soon before we canceled it.
And also as well as like, they need to give it time to grow. You know, they don't need to. They just need to get the dates out there so everyone sort of stays off of them. But generally, that kind of really lines us up that we've got pretty much a major movie out at least every month, sometimes a couple of months. So you know, we're just going to keep ramping it up. We're going to see lots of that merchandise line keep going. We're going to see all the movies.
Yeah, no doubt, with all the Marvel, Star Wars, and Disney nature, because that's a yearly thing.
Lots of stuff, lots of movies that will really keep us busy. But I'd love to know what you guys are most excited about. Let us know in the comments below. Well, anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining us in this episode. As I said, I'd say big thank you to Matt for joining me on this one here. We're going to be trying to get back to doing weekly podcast episode, and as I said, we'll be trying to get these out onto YouTube as well during the day. I just feel like it's that kind of thing of fresh start, let's reboot, let's kind of get in there and kind of have a look and see what we can do. But if you've got any suggestions or anything like that, let us know as well. Remember to go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. And Matt, where can they find you?
It's just a YouTube channel with my name on it, Matthew LeBlanc. So you'll find some travelogue videos, meet and greet videos, and pretty much a little bit about Disney. I'm going to be showing off my Disney pin collection, Disney mugs, that kind of crazy Disney stuff.
Yep, so definitely go do that and subscribe there as well. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.